Wake up.
Waking up.
Are we all sleeping?
Yeah.
I mean, is the illusion a dreaming state or a non-dreaming state?
Which one's the illusion?
But the illusion is like Sean. It's like it's on. There's a world of illusion and a world of not illusion.
Yeah.
And when we wake up, we see the two worlds. Or what happens?
We know we came from one illusion to another. Because it's just a dream, remember, you came from at nighttime. And now you're recognizing that you're going into another illusionary world. Because this world is all but illusions. It's illusions. It's fantasy. It's imagination. So what we have to understand is that it's transitory. That's why there's no permanence on this earth, because we are transitioning. Every time we have a midline, and our nose is the pointer of the midline to the middle of our chest. It's how we know we're in perfect harmony. We're in the midline. Look down and you're looking at your left side more, then you know you're not even midline and you can self-correct. So this is the midline. Every time your nose, and there's two nostrils and one and two eyes, right? So the nostril and the eye and the ear are a trinity, and on the other side the same. Three triangles. And because we're in convergence, we have two eyes into three and they converge and make a Star of David. And now that's your driving force, your wheel, yeah, that you're holding, and that's the center of you, because your hands always come to the center to hold a wheel, anything to steer. You're not going to be, you know, having a steering wheel more to the right, where you have to stretch your arms out. It's always in the middle. So that both eyes can converge, that you are on a straight line. Otherwise, you're going to crash it. So every time you move your nose to look an inch to the left, you have already gone from one timeline to another. Because now I can see the birds flying from this angle, whereas before I could not. And the more you keep turning to the left all the way, at half a circle, which is what you're looking at, your shoulder, and the other way, every little inch of that has been cut up into a slice, a pie. And it contains tons of information in there, because when you're looking in a direction, a lot is happening in that very second. Sound, guitar here, I can hear voices in the kitchen, I can hear some children down the road there to the right, and the birds, and so much going on that my mind has to compute. Not to mention my body, where it's sitting, how it's sitting, what I'm holding, or what's around me. Is it comfortable, not comfortable? How are my emotions? How is this person's emotions? Do I like the color of my eyes? Why is it wide open? Am I attentive? Am I conscious? I don't know. I just woke up. Give me a moment to adjust between realities. And so we're not very good at adjusting between realities, because we get upset over the minus thing. Oh, you know, I moved my hand and my water spilled. Well, that's moving in between realities. Because in the other reality that you had, that you knew that you were going to get that glass without spilling that water, was a different reality. But doubt puts you into another timeline where you had to see yourself spilling the water. Did you do it now, or did you do it last night in your dream? Or was it a thought before? One split second just before you did it, doubt creep in. Possibly. So wake up and sing. That's the first thing. And how you sing is with a That's the first one. A big stretch, a yawn, and wiggle that beautiful body. Slowly, of course, and gently. And so you can have maximum pleasure. And because remember, emotions, when they're fast, they're hostile. But when it's slow and smooth, that's a different story. Like a song. A myself. Full moon on the 13th. Lucky 13. Yeah, we call it the lucky 13. It's when all 12 archetypes, you included, one of them, all come together within you as one. Number 13. For the master builder, emperor. Now, you're not the fool, but you have the fool inside of you, because that's what makes you be the best creator in the world. And then you have one. You are the magician, of course. You wouldn't get to four if you didn't have one. Because everything ends in threes. One, two, three. How did four appear? Well, three and four said, let's do a loop and create another number. Let's create four. And then one plus four is five. Oh, now we got five. And then 5 plus 1 is 6. Oh, and so on. How easy is that? Division. Now we can do this timeline on a diagonal of 30. We can do times, cosine, division, multiplication, long division, subtraction, calculus, all sorts of things. Just by pulling the string from the center around the clock. So, wake up, because you need time. Without it, you will not know when to wake up. So how do you know when to wake up? Who set the alarm for you? Or did you set it yourself and you forgot? Because you fell asleep and now time is running without you.
So time is when we are running in time. Awake is when we are always in time.
Exactly.
For what you need to do at that particular time. So in the mornings, do something joyful, like singing.
But it really should be the vocal cords, because that's the first thing we do is speak and eat. So,
or dancing.
So, yeah, like when I was little, I was very, very religious back then. I prayed in the morning, yeah, when you wake up straight away, you wake up and say thank you for the fact that I didn't have dreams.
That
and
my family is alive, yeah, that we are alive.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you, for this beautiful day that I want to do this, and then you connect, oh yeah, and to get closer to my dream, I'm going to do this, I'm going to call this, I'm going to get all this that you need to move forward in the life of joy, of finding your true self, doing what you want in your life.
Well, the thing is, we take for granted that we are the spirit, we come and go from our body, and we are not grateful that we have that gift. And so gratitude in the morning is to the fact that you've mastered such an amazing skill of body jumping, all of us, obviously. And the spirit just found a body and said, hijacked it and said, I'll take you. And then decided it would take ownership until it decided that it was going to depart. Really? So that means we don't have a choice, we have a thread. And so we should be grateful that we come back alive, yeah, every morning. Because we are actually astro-traveling. And everything that's in that complicated mind at night is your story during the day.
And if you wake up and you see, you know, your beautiful room, beautiful birds, then, you know, that's how you are awake.
Uh-huh.
You are awake in life.
Exactly. And that's what it's teaching, the teaching, so that we can be in self-preservation all the time. And that's preserving our life. And that's not insurance. But that's a good way to sell it in the 3D matrix. But it's preservation of self, that you have a vehicle that you can pop in and out anytime. And so if you master, let's say your soul that's come in to a very sick child from the beginning of time, its time on Earth. Well, the two combined are creating mastery together, because that body might not have had an opportunity yet to. So pain is an extraordinary teacher, because if you can master pain, you really have mastered the whole entire body, because you can switch anything off anytime.
And master is, and you just don't feel it. Because
exactly.
It's not there. There's no emotions. It's not that you need to try it. No. You just don't feel it. You let it go.
Exactly. And so the body is going to keep looking for that same type of a body. So let's say reincarnation, you didn't get to master the pain body. You're going to go back maybe into a body that's more painful. And you're going to have to go through that process, because it's a part of the healing that that particular soul is giving the body a gift. Because here's the key. Yeah, it's amazing. It's shed so much light on how we should be working with the body. Because what we did to it before was enslave it, cut it, beat it, stitch it, tattoo it. And we just, didn't understand what that meant. Because we were still searching for God. We didn't understand that we already had the soul inside of us. The God Self Soul. And make a song.
So what was the topic, wake up?
Le canto a la luna porque alumbra mi alma. Yo le canto porque ella sabe de mi alegre caminar. Yo le canto porque ella sabe de mi alegre caminar. Yo le canto a la luna porque alumbra mi alma. Yo le canto porque ella sabe de mi alegre caminar. Yo le canto porque ya sabe de mi alegre caminar. Con esperanza y alegría en la costa de la Guajira, yo veo a la luna llena besar a la madre tierra. Yo veo a la madre tierra besar a la luna llena. With joy and with hope from the coast of La Guajira, I see the full moon kissing Madre Tierra. I see Madre Tierra kissing full moon. With joy and with hope from the coast of La Guajira, I see the full moon kissing Madre Tierra. I see Madre Tierra kissing. Espero que la luna salga para cantarle, agradecerle por esta vida preciosa llena de sueños y de amor. Finding the top in the mountains of La Sierra Nevada, I wait for the moon to appear, to sing to her, to thank her for my precious life. De mi alegre caminar, le canto porque ya sabe de mi alegre caminar. Ay, lunita tucumana, tamborcito cachasquí, compañera de los gauchos en la senda del tapí. Compañera de los gauchos en la senda del tapí. Ay, lunita tucumana, tamborcito cachaquí, compañera de los gauchos en la senda del tapí. Compañera de los gauchos en la senda del tapí. And finding myself in the mountains. Sierra Nevada. I wait for the moon to appear, to sing to her, to thank her for my precious life.
This is the character that's running around the whole chessboard here. So, I was looking at shapes and how a circle goes into a... So anyway, you can't see, you have to have a transparent egg to be able to have a look, or at least shape one like that. But anyway, it's two circles, and it's the water bearer, it's Aquarius. Because when you, she pours from the cups of heaven, the Holy Grail, down to the earth. So one foot of hers is in the sky, it means also one foot of hers must be on the earth, the waters. And so when you have two cups, and you have two eggs in them, in a glass jar, and you tilt them into the middle, both of them, on the right hand and left side at the same time, you'll see that the shape will turn into an egg shape as it moves down before it touches itself. And the two yolks, and when they kiss, if you pierce the yolk, they'll bleed into each other. And that's the cycle of the moon and the sun. It's two eggs, it's Pachamama, it's the waters, the cosmic egg, the moon. And that's what the whole world is built on, by the way. The Taurus field, everything is this love. These two chickens, a rooster and a chicken own the world. That's time. That's why we count our chickens, we count our eggs, we put them in baskets everywhere. That's time, Aries. But it's Pachamama. And so that's why God is in heaven and on earth. On earth he's in a temple, right? Priest. So therefore, characters should always be up there too, because they're always looking for something together, the Trinity. So tarot is an alchemical process of how to do sex, how to balance your emotions, and well, the emotions of the mind, your ether, should I say. Show you the path of sovereignty. into the kingdom of God. So before I used to look at tarot as something so deep, I look at it now, I feel like I got Uno swap cards in my hands. And I see so differently now. I see it as a game. And the person who designed this deck, it was beautiful because he tapped in, or she tapped in, to the collective unconscious and pulled down the path of consciousness.
And because she thought it so nice, and people say, wow, it's like magic. People love it and then create a nice vibration. So it's feeding that vibration. But we can do the same with dice, with little sticks,
everything.
With Uno cards, chess. And just is your mind weaving patterns and synchronicities of what the symbology means that you're seeing. Because that's what we want, is symbols to be able to relate and be able to create this weaving of notes inside our head.
Yeah, well, it was the queen who designed the cards for her playing so that she could weave time and weave the future. It's a language that was brought down to this earth before we could speak. We could see all of these images, and before we could see, we had an internal eye. It was fractals, that's what we saw through the womb. Was every time my mother bent her stomach to the right, I would see a fractal of light that would come through, because the skin, and the child has X-ray vision, it's inner vision, so it sees what its mother is seeing inside its television while it's still in the womb. Amazing. Totally amazing. That's the inner eye that she keeps building, you see, is through creating seeds within her memories for 9 months. If you have 12 children, you've got how many hours of memories of birthing over and over again, creation of love. That's why it was necessary in the churches back then. They wanted you to have a lot of babies and no contraception, because it was more important to have the birthing cycle going over and over and over again, because we need to create love on this planet. That's how it is. If we stop creating love, it'll turn into whatever it morphs into, based on the percentages of people's minds. And because we have free will, life is a gamble. And if life is a gamble, I might as well see how many options I can come up with that benefit me. And just the same as picking some apples and then making apple pie and then making apple cider. How many options do I have available for that one apple? Tree has lots of things like bark and medicine in it too, and flowers that are medicinal.
So, you were going to read?
I was going to.
For the day, full moon?
Yeah, look for Aquarius.
First full moon of the year. Like the first section.
So, it starts with Aquarius and her son. The fool. But where is Aquarius here? Where did she go? Whoa. on the star we found hiding behind the four pentacles. You see, even the star here. Look, Pachamama is pouring from the stars to create a star. Look, this is where water began. So that must be the Milky Way. Through the Milky Way, our waters come. And so here she's pouring onto the land. So that's a part of the mountains, right? And pouring directly into a little pool of water, like in Australia, a billabong. So it started with a billabong.
Oh, a now little, I know.
Yeah, Pachacuti came out of a swamp.
Because in the song, that's the perfect front for the song. That is about, thank you, Pachamama, and thank you, God, because of the Sierra to be present. But one of the part is a totumo of love. Thank you for my ideas to flow. Because my ideas flow coming from a totumo of love.
That's
and this
totumo.
Is like a totumo.
It is
and
a
it's
totumo.
The waters, and it's the, you know, that Pachamama gives us. So that's perfect. And also, star, I mentioned that, you know, in the day your sun is like the sun.
Uh-huh. And?
And at night, it's like the moon.
Exactly.
And today's full moon, so it's perfect. And what number is it?
It's the star 10, 17, 8.
So we can continue to be in that loop of time.
Mm-hmm.
17, 8, 1 and 7.
But see here, it's the Pleiades. 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's the Pleiades. They're showing you that this is the Pleiades constellation.
But what you see what she's doing? She's pouring water to the lake and pouring water to the ground. I thought she was taking them. She's actually pouring.
Well, she's making the mountains here. This
so it's the stars, right? It's the stars
mm-hmm.
that comes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, but landed in the middle.
Mm-hmm. 0 point is the middle. It made a hole and the light shone through. The waters came through. So it is, it's a tutumo, because tutumo is how they scried the future water. And before... Well, after scrying water, mirrors were made to scry and to look into the future and to see the reflections, because a mirror absorbs pictures, reflections, faces. You look this way now, give me a sad face, I take a picture, give me a happy face, I take a picture. That's what the mirrors do. And so they are absorbed into the mirror. That's why you could scry if a person... If you put mirrors at the right angles in your room, you could, from another mirror on the other side, a pie, a piece of it, made into one triangle, you could scry from that mirror to the other mirror telepathically. It would show you in that mirror is the conduit, exactly what is going on. And that's how they developed, oh, I can spy on you and see down there, you know, with another camera. It's a trick of the mirrors. That's why they took a piece of the pie out. Now it's the all-seeing eye. Now I can see everything. So when a king went abroad on his quest, he always carried a talisman. That's what they call a coin, a gold coin, crypto now. He carried a talisman, and the talisman, his beloved queen had one too. And the talisman was the looking glass. You would pick it up like this. And it's the third eye, the Arabic third eye.
The Aki.
Uh-huh, exactly. And
so
through there you couldn't
see.